Guess what Brock Osweiler has to say about Sunday's game?
They're going to explode.
Are you ready? Are you ready to be inspired?
You ready for the explosion of offense?
Can I give you some?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The Texans offense explodes.
Hey, this is what a leader says. You ready?
I'm ready.
He's going to get you pumped up with this.
All right.
This game Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis, this is the biggest game of our season.
Damn.
I'm viewing our season right now as a one-game season.
This is the playoff.
And it's a one game that we must win.
Well,
I think our entire football team understands that. There's great urgency in this building right now, and it reflected at today's practice. No doubt about it, we understand as a team how important Sunday is, and you can expect our best effort come Sunday.
Okay.
He also acknowledged
this. So we're going to get their best effort then.
That's what he says.
Then we're good.
Says, I always believe that I could play better. I'm striving for perfection every single week.
I'm missing, but I'm striving.
And there's nobody that's ever going to judge themselves harder than my own self. Well, I don't know. I think we're going to judge you pretty hard, too. But no. He said you can expect their best effort. This is a one-game season.
All right. You feel confident?
In the Colts, yeah.
Same here, but... Well, I know.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I don't know.
I got a bad feeling it's going to be ugly.
I do, too.
I just think that, especially with all the injuries that they have on defense now, they're not going to be able to hold the Colts down. And I just don't see the Texans being able to score.
Yep.
Unless they magically transform into something they haven't been all year and somehow score 28 points, then I just don't see much hope here.
Nope.
Because I guess if you could get an early turnover or something, which occasionally luck will do, and get a lead and then run the ball a lot and keep them off the field, maybe.
We just haven't seen anything that would inspire confidence. I mean, what have you seen that makes you think that, you know, suddenly, and granted, they are playing the Colts, who are pretty crappy on defense still, but the Jets couldn't do anything. And the Jets aren't way worse on off. The Jets on offense are basically the same thing as the Texans. They're a solid running back, a wide receiver who can't get the ball because his quarterback sucks, and then that said crappy quarterback. I mean, they're basically the same thing. And the Colts hammered them. I mean, and the Texans' defense, especially on the back end, it's been getting rougher and rougher. Injuries are piling up. The last thing you want to see is T.Y. Hilton running around. I don't know. I don't know how you could feel good about this game.
Yeah, I. It'll be a little different than the Jets game simply because the Jets quit. They weren't even trying out there. And
when's the last time you thought the Texans were really trying?
I thought they were trying last week. They were actually trying. They just weren't good enough. I don't think effort's a problem. I think coaching's a problem, and I think the fact that they can't score any points is a problem, but. I didn't see when the Packers took advantage of him, it was, okay, Charles James slipped or a guy slipped. It wasn't plays where they were running three vertical routes and the Jets weren't covering two of them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't stuff like that. That's a team that's quit. And so I don't anticipate anything like that, but I just don't think they're good enough right now. I think the effort's there. It's just no ability.